And we're on Simon Sadi. Close to the end. Siv Chof Dalad, also known as page 247. Page 247, second line. So yesterday we talked about tapestries and paintings and things like that, that they shouldn't be in a shul or in a sitter, or even if it's something that's not nice, tiflus, it's something not nice, so it shouldn't even be in your house. So in Chaf Dalet, very interesting, halacha lo yispalel betzad rabo. Person shouldn't daven on the side of their Rebbe. Mishnah Berurah explains what does this mean, side of Rebbe. There's three cases included on the Rebbe. One is the Rebbe, the person who most of your chachma, Rav Chachma Soemenu, most of your chachma is from. So that is your Rebbe. So we call it Rebbe Mubak. So that's one example of this halacha. The other example would be a Gadol Ador. You're davening by Rav Eliyashu, so you might not have learned anything from Rav Eliyashu, but it doesn't make a difference if someone is a Gadol Ador. So this halacha would apply. The third case, which Mishnah Berurah says, from the Chayodam, is that since the Chayodam, also your father, one's father, this halacha will apply. What's the halacha? Lo yitzpalel betzad rabo. You shouldn't stand by the side of one of these three people, Rebbe. Lo achorei rabo, or behind them. Velo lefanav, and you shouldn't daven in front of them.
Rabbi.
So, let me explain something. Okay, so that's a halacha. Well, we'll see a little more. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains you have to understand the concept for all these. If you're standing right behind your Rebbe, so it looks like Yuhara, you're standing right behind him. Another reason not diving behind the Rebbe is from Tosis, very interesting Tosis. Mishnah Berurah brings it down. And that is, and also the Aruch HaShulchan, and that is, it looks like you're bowing down to your Rebbe. Some others say, and this is going to be important, that you're causing pain to the Rebbe. Because if the Rebbe has to step back after Shemoneh Esrei, you're right there. Mm-hmm. Can't go. You shouldn't stand in front of your Rebbe, the Mishnah Berurah explains, because you're standing in front of him. What are you doing standing in front of him? You know, like, who are you? And, right, so those are, and you shouldn't stand right on his side. Now, obviously, when we talk about, let's say, behind, obviously, if you're way behind, we'll see later how far, as Mr. Stuck was asking, how far does this go? Right, so you have to stand outside in the street, right? You know, like can't be behind your Rebbe, so you know, like you're out the door.
Behind
the wall. So we'll see. The Rama says, some say that this only applies when you're davening without a minyan. Shouldn't stand close to your Rebbe for those various reasons. But if you're davening in a minyan, as we call it. In Kahu, Seder Yeshiva, so if this is the way they normally sit, in other words, it might be very cramped. And so, you know, the Rebbe has a standard, and right there, you know, rarely close is where the seats are. So you sit very close. And that's the normal seat. I mean, that's a normal seat to sit right there. So if that's the normal way, some say, Ein lo chush im yispal lefanav. So it won't be a problem even if you sit in front of them. I'll give you an example. When Debbie and I were in Eretz Yisrael, so we went to Bnei Brak. So I mentioned the story a few times. So Debbie got an appointment with Rebbetzin Kanievsky, who's also Rav Eliyashu's daughter. So I had nothing to do. So somebody told me, you know, go in there, and that's where Rav Chaim Kanievsky davens. So that's what it was. So Dami Mincha. It worked out nicely because I did get to meet him too. It was not just my wife, got to meet his wife. But anyway, so it was very interesting. He does not daven all the way in front. You'd think Gadol Ador, you'd have him sitting like, as they say in the Mizrachman, Rezei doesn't sit there because his father used to sit there. So he has a seat, you know, there's a pillar, and right in the middle there's a shtender, and he sits there. So if you can say, which we do say, that the halacha applies by a gola ador, so then, like, all, that whole section, it's a, you know, nice aishul, that whole section that's in front of him is out. Answer is, no, the Rama says, you know, this is the one, I don't know if I want to sit there. That's a separate issue. But halachically, again, I was all the way on the other side, but behind. But halachically, you could sit there, according to this Rama, because, you know, this is the way the shul's laid out. That's the way it's laid out. Yeah. And the Machaber picks up, Ola Churav. Again, as we said before, you shouldn't sit right behind your Rebbe. And the Ramah continues, Afalpi Shetov Lahachmir, even though you should be stringent and not sit in any of these close vicinities to a Rebbe. Haminog Lahakil, the custom is to be lenient. Like the Ramah said, and in a shul, you know, this is like the way that everybody sits. So it's okay. Vimherchik Dala Amos Mutter. If you're 4 Amos away, in other words, you're more than 4 Amos in front of them, more than 4 Amos behind them, more than 4 Amos to the side, that's no problem. That's no problem.
Do we hold an Amos 2 feet in this shore?
Oh, whatever. I don't know. Well, see, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that some hold that when you're talking about behind the Rebbe, it should be 4 Amos plus 3 steps. Because you've got to be 4 Amos away, the Mishnah Berurah explains, because if you're more than 4 Amos away, it's considered a different area. But then you have to tack on, according to some, of the 3 steps, because he has to, you're talking about behind, so he's going to have to step back the 3 steps for Shemoneh Esrei. So you need the 3 steps plus the 4 Amos. So I don't know how big your step is. So, okay.
Rabbi, am I okay?
Yeah, you're, don't worry, you're okay, I'm always one. Okay, right. So the Machaber says if it's more than 4 Amos away, it's okay. And the Rama says, I am Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem Beis Sif Tezayin. Look in Yoredeya. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that in Yoredeya, it says that if you're 4 Amos away, it works even if the Rebbe's behind you. Like if you're in front of the Rebbe, it seems kind of weird, right? You know, he's behind me. So that's really the biggest novel idea, that you can stand in front of the Rebbe, but if you're 4 Amos away, right, in front seems to be the worst thing. But still, even for the Amos away, that would be okay. The Bir Halacha, just to finish this off, so to speak, the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha says that if you're, in other words, the Rama says this is if you got a seat, you know, so this, but it's best if you're getting a seat. Right, you're kind of showing you're getting a seat. It's best to be machmir, not to have a seat that close by. So, if you can't, again, some shuls are small and it's tight, k'nai nahara, so you can't do that. Okay, blue nether.
This only applies to your primary Torah teacher, or to
yes.
Any Torah teacher?
Well, believe it or not, no. At least this halakha says primary. Okay.